Best practices for ensuring safe breeding environments. Best practices for ensuring safe breeding environments are crucial for the health and happiness of your animals. In this article, you will discover what biosecurity measures are, why they're vital for safe breeding, and how to protect your animals from disease. You will learn steps to create strong breeding protocols, the role of health assessments, and the importance of genetic diversity. By following these best practices, you can build a healthier breeding environment and ensure the welfare of your animals. Get ready to dive into the world of breeding safety. Understanding the importance of biosecurity measures. What are biosecurity measures? Biosecurity measures are steps you take to protect your animals from diseases. These actions help keep your breeding environment safe and healthy. Think of biosecurity as a shield that guards your animals against harmful germs and infections. Here are some key examples of biosecurity measures. 1. Cleaning and disinfecting animal housing. 2. Controlling access to your breeding area. 3. Quarantining new animals before introducing them. 4. Monitoring animal health regularly. By following these practices, you can create a safer space for your animals. Why biosecurity is key for safe breeding environments? Biosecurity is crucial for maintaining a healthy breeding environment. When you prioritize it, you're not just protecting your animals, you're also protecting your investment and future success. Here's why it matters. Prevents disease outbreaks. Keeps your animals healthy. Increases productivity. Healthy animals breed better. Protects your reputation. Builds trust with buyers and clients. By focusing on these factors, you can create a thriving breeding environment that benefits everyone involved. Protecting your animals from diseases. When you implement biosecurity measures, you actively protect your animals from diseases that could threaten their lives. Imagine a scenario where a new animal brings in a virus. Without proper measures, this virus could spread rapidly among your herd. But with biosecurity, you can stop that spread in its tracks. Consider these simple practices. 1. Regular health checks. Catch problems early. 2. Limit visitors. Fewer people mean less chance of germs. 3. Use protective gear. Gloves and masks can help keep germs at bay. By taking these steps, you're not just following guidelines, you're making a commitment to the health and safety of your animals. Implementing effective breeding protocols. Steps to create strong breeding protocols. Creating effective breeding protocols is crucial for your success. Here are some key steps you can take. 1. Set clear goals. Decide what you want to achieve with your breeding program. Are you aiming for better health, specific traits, or higher productivity? 2. Choose the right animals. Select animals that meet your goals. Look for traits that align with your breeding objectives. 3. Plan breeding cycles. Schedule your breeding cycles carefully. Timing can greatly impact the success of your program. 4. Monitor progress. Keep track of your breeding results. This will help you make adjustments as needed. 5. Document everything. Record all details about your breeding process. This will help you identify what works and what doesn't. The role of health assessments in breeding. Health assessments play a vital role in breeding. They help you identify any health issues that could affect your breeding success. Here's how you can incorporate them. 1. Regular checkups. Schedule health checkups for your animals. This will help catch any problems early. 2. Genetic testing. Consider genetic testing to understand the traits of your animals. This can guide your breeding decisions. 3. Vaccinations. Keep all animals up to date on their vaccinations. Healthy animals lead to better breeding outcomes. Health assessment type. Physical checkup. Identify health issues. Frequency. Every 6 months. Genetic testing. Understand traits. Frequency. Before breeding. Vaccinations. Prevent diseases. Frequency. Annually. Ensuring animal welfare through best practices. Animal welfare is key to successful breeding. Here are some best practices you should follow. 1. Provide adequate space. Ensure your animals have enough space to move freely. This reduces stress and promotes health. 2. Nutrition matters. Offer a balanced diet tailored to the needs of your animals. Good nutrition leads to better breeding results. 3. Comfortable environment. Create a comfortable living space. Cleanliness and proper shelter can make a big difference. 4. Minimize stress. Handle your animals gently. Stress can negatively impact breeding. By following these best practices for ensuring safe breeding environments, you not only protect your animals, but also improve your breeding outcomes. Enhancing genetic diversity in breeding facilities. Why genetic diversity matters. Genetic diversity is crucial for the health and survival of any breeding facility. Think of it like a sturdy tree. The more branches it has, the stronger it stands against storms. Similarly, a diverse gene pool helps animals resist diseases and adapt to changes in their environment. Without this variety, breeding facilities can face serious problems like inbreeding, which can lead to health issues and reduced fertility. Strategies for promoting genetic diversity. To promote genetic diversity, you can adopt several effective strategies. 1. Outcrossing. This means breeding animals from different genetic backgrounds. It helps mix genes and strengthens the overall population. 2. Genetic testing. By testing animals, you can identify traits and avoid inbreeding. This helps you make informed decisions about which animals to breed together. 3. Collaborating with other facilities. Partnering with other breeding facilities can introduce new genes into your population. This is like adding fresh soil to a garden to help it flourish. Here's a quick summary of these strategies. Outcrossing increases genetic variety. Genetic testing prevents inbreeding and identifies traits. Collaborating introduces new genes and strengthens population building. A healthier breeding environment. Creating a healthy breeding environment is key to promoting genetic diversity. Here are some practical steps you can take. 1. Maintain clean spaces. Regularly clean and sanitize enclosures. A clean environment reduces stress and keeps animals healthy. 2. Provide proper nutrition. A balanced diet supports overall health and fosters strong genetics. Think of it as feeding your plants the right nutrients to help them grow tall and strong. 3. Monitor health regularly. Regular checkups can catch health issues early. This way, you can take action before problems escalate. By following these steps, you set the stage for a thriving breeding facility. Remember, a healthy environment not only benefits the animals but also enhances the quality of the breeding program.